Hello and welcome to our office hours call for personal health questions for the month of August 2020. And it's interesting for me, I think we're just going to start to just drop August from our calendar and just have it be vacation month, because it's funny how few people come to calls in August. It's very common, very common. I thought this year would be a little different because, excuse me, because of the, you know, COVID and lockdowns and all that, that people wouldn't be doing their exotic vacations, but didn't work out quite that way. So we're here to answer your questions for those of your coaches. If there's time at the end and there's no more personal health questions, if you have questions about clients, you're welcome to ask them. But in general, these calls are for your own personal health questions. I see Judy just joined us. Hi. This might be the first time that we're doing this call live this way on Zoom. And I like it because I get to see you. When we're on Instant Teleseminar, I only know if you're there if you type into the chat, but I have no idea who's there unless you pop up and raise your hand. So it's good to see you. And so who wants to start? Who has a question, a comment, a success, anything you want to share or need help with? Judy, Marcy. Yeah, okay, let's go, Marcy.
A while ago, you had a pouch of powders for mushrooms. It's a variety. Where do you get what's the name of it, and where do you get it?
It's The Natural Foods, and I believe it's just called Mushroom Blend, and it's got 7 different mushrooms, really good ones like chaga and reishi and cordyceps and lion's mane, and it's 3 others. But yeah, it's a really nice one, and I was just drinking it. My after lunch beverage was my drink of it, and I put that in a cup. And I added some of Summerbox Energy One, which has some codenopsis and other adaptogens to it. And then I added some coconut milk powder, poured hot water over it and a little bit of stevia. And I had this great, you know, coffee-like beverage. So yeah, it's cool. It's a nice one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who else? Anything for me, Judy? I'd love to hear.
I'm mostly here to listen and learn.
Okay, great. I'd love to hear how you're doing in your back in your own home. Is it? Because the last time I talked to you, I think you were just moving in. It was like
one just day. Gotten. Yeah, just gotten yeah. back in when we talked last week. Mm-hmm. I'm doing good, but you know, yes, they put everything that goes in the bedroom, but oh my goodness, things are not where I had them before at all. And it's like, where is this?
Moving.
So I need to spend some time to just get things where I need them.
Well, at least it's in the right room. I remember moving one time and finding pots and pans in my bedroom, like in the kitchen going, where the heck are those pans? There they were in the bedroom, just where I needed the most, right?
Yeah, well, the pillows that go on the that have been on the couch are on the love seat in the bedroom. So yeah, there's some of that too, but mostly it's good.
Yeah, good. Well, glad to hear it. So how are you doing with getting back into your food routine?
Better. I got a nice box of produce delivered this morning. My organic CSA thing that I do.
Nice.
So that's nice to be back in the routine with that.
Yeah. So what are you going to make with it? You have any ideas?
Well, I've got a couple of different kinds of greens. I've got dandelion and chard. So I'll do that in smoothies because that's, I'm not a big fan of lots and lots of greens, just like a salad or something. So I'll do it that way. And then I've got lettuce and carrots and other things to go in salads too.
Good. Good. Have you ever tried just taking a bunch of greens and putting them in the pan and sauteing them with garlic?
I have. It's been a while, but I still prefer the other.
Prefer it in the smoothie. It's healthier.
It's easier.
It's easier, but it's also healthier for you because you don't destroy some of the nutrients. But I just thought if you were thinking about an alternative, that would be great.
Well, I tend to do what's easiest, the least work, because I'm more likely to do that.
Exactly. I, you know, a lot of people that we work with that will go, oh yeah, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to, oh yeah, I don't need to get a tincture of that Oregon grape. I'm just going to buy those pieces and I'm going to, and the next thing you know, it's like, oh, I don't have time. So just buy the little tincture bottle. And if you get the others too, that's great. But at least you have the backup plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Good luck with that moving in. I know that's big.
Yeah.
It's been 21 years since I've done that moving thing. And we did it twice within three times within 3 years, right? We went in 1996, we moved from California to Houston. And then in 1997, we moved from, so twice, I guess it was, we moved from Houston to Austin. Or 98. Yeah, no, 90. Yeah, 98. So it was like, yeah, crazy.
I've lived here 32 years, so again was it. I moved a lot in my youth, but not in recent years.
Yeah. Well, good for you getting that again there.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else I can help you with?
I'm good for now. I need to really spend some time working out all those the supplements we talked about last week and figuring out best sources for those. I think I'm going to work with Lynn on that. We have a call tomorrow.
Great. Super.
That'll be good.
Thank you. Awesome.
That's it.
Great. Thanks, Judy. I see Maria just joined us. Hi, Maria. So who has questions? Who needs support? Nobody?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Oh, I had a question about the mushroom drink. Huh? I'm really trying hard to not snack or eat during the day. And it was really hard this week because we had to get prepared for that hurricane, and that tends to make of us go snacky. So I'm trying to like quickly go back to what I was doing. And so it's like the mushroom drink or some kind of protein powder if it's, or the coconut milk, is that okay to eat?
Yeah, it's eating between meals if you do it. That's why
I was worried about.
My end of lunch meat, you know, I finished my lunch and when I just need something a little bit more, anything that has calories to it is going to be something that it's revs up the system. So it takes you out of fasting mode and puts you into being. I think with the mushroom powder, because they're extract, if you just did it plain with a bit of stevia, it may not take you out of that fasting mode.
So a good herbal tea would be okay.
An herbal tea is fine. Yeah, absolutely. Herbal tea is fine. Right. Just get those little taste buds. And even something like sparkling water with some essential oil for flavor would be,
So those, what is it? The flower, not Flower Mountain, whatever those flavors are. They don't have any sugar in them, right?
Mountain Rose. No, they don't.
Not the Mountain Rose. It's the.
No. I know what you mean. Medicine flower.
Medicine flower.
Yep.
Yeah. They add flavor, but it doesn't have any sweetness.
No, there's no sweetness to it. So those are all, they're distillations of the actual plant, whatever. So like coffee, somebody has sent problem with coffee or caffeine, but likes the taste, those are great substitutes in there. And you can just boil water and put some of their coffee extract in there. Same thing with their chocolate.
Yeah, I put the chocolate in my smoothies and it's really nice.
It's really good. Yeah.
The hazelnut.
That's
not good. The hazelnut.
I love the hazelnut. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's the story with that.
And I did I've been working on my genetic thing and loading them up into like an avoid and, you know, what I need. And I had to do a little speech this morning from a club I was in, and it was based on communication skills. So I do have the warrior gene, and I was able to parlay that into the little test I had to take on my communication skills, which were, I thought it would be direct because I tend to be really direct, but it was more warrior, like the impulsive person. And then, of course, analytical was my other.
Yeah, you definitely.
Where I want to be perfect and worry about if it's going to be just right. So it was.
And you know, that leads to analysis paralysis, that desire to just make it all perfect. And it needs to slow in. It leads to slowing down on just taking the steps you need. And I had to overcome that. I went for years. I need to get another degree. I need to get that homeopathic degree. Maybe I'll do a midwifery degree too. And I just kept like thinking I needed to get yet another degree. And I already have a bunch of degrees. And I finally said, enough's enough. I have enough. And I started just jumping out there. And it's scary. It's scary at first because you're trying to do something. And my motto has become done is better than perfect, right? If I put out a presentation that's going to change somebody's life, but maybe there's a typo or two in my slides, and maybe I didn't get quite to finish everything I wanted to, it's still going to change their life.
Right.
And so you feel when you get into that mode of it has to be perfect, you're depriving other people of the benefit of your wealth of knowledge.
Well, I called it like the RS1793, whatever the numbers were, which created a lot of curiosity, like, what's that? And it was fun that the actual communication test really reflected the genetic lab work.
Yeah, you know, that's so uncanny. What I find is when I will do the genes and I do the labs, and I may have the labs first, and I go, oh, I think this person has the whatever. I mean, there's also lots of other information in there that there's no way you're going to know, but because you don't ask those kind of questions. But I find uncanniness between those genes and the labs and how they're manifesting.
Yep, I didn't expect it on something that was so subjective. But anyway, that's what I wanted to share.
No, that's good. I like it. Patty just joined us. We've got mostly practitioners on this call. That's so funny. Awesome. Hi, Patty. Any questions for me? Comments? Successes? Oops. Judy, you're so welcome. Just because you're not a practitioner, you don't have to turn your camera off.
Oh. I remember those days. So I was a little intimidated myself, Judy, when I first started too. But
no, I wasn't purposely turning the camera off. I went out to say this was an ERC call.
I know, you're like, is this really a call I'm supposed to be? Right, exactly. That's what I was saying.
And it's usually the call page.
That's funny. So you were going back to check it. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
And there's Jeannie. Now we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 1. Okay. That's so funny. Well, Jeannie's in the transition. She's in both right now till the end of the month. And then she'll be just in practitioner. Hi, Jeannie. So Patty, any questions? Jeannie, Maria, any questions for me? Any way I can help you? Yeah, go for it.
And remember, I have a couple.
This is a call for your own personal health, just to remind you. Even though they're mostly practitioners on this call, this is a call for your own personal health. And at the end, if we, you know, if Judy doesn't have any more questions and nobody else comes on, then I'm happy to answer anything else.
Okay. Yeah. So for personal health as well as just some things I'd like to share with you, I wanted to thank you first of all for inspiring me. I've been really trying to work on the business end and telling myself that I know a little bit more. I've had some things that have gone backwards, but that's okay. I'm moving forward.
Done is better than perfect.
Yes.
Taking perfect action. Done is better than perfect. If that's I waited right. for be perfect, I'd be destitute in the street right now.
That's right. That's right. So you encouraged me to, I'm trying to start the RSBT to finish it. I did it all last year. I was a little overwhelmed when I started it, but I never did the case study parts of it. And I'm not sure why. I think it's because I was still learning how to work with the foods and those sort of things. So when I get the case studies done, do I submit them to you?
Yeah, it should say it in there. Like there's an email or there's a form. I think there's a form.
There's a form on there.
And then we have a couple of our certified coaches on the team that are going to go review them and pass you or talk to you about what you need to do to make it better.
That's great. That's great. And so the other part was concerning my health. So last week, something happened to our water. We had a filter and it was doing well, but as I was drinking it, I was like, okay, it tastes like dirt. Something's failing here. And so I kind of disregarded it at first because I was trying to do so many different things. I put water in it. Well, I haven't been sick like this for a long time. And so I was running to the bathroom a lot. Come to find out they were mixing two waters from another water source. And it's one of the dirtiest places here in Lynchburg area. And so I have not been able to get my stomach quite right. I don't know if it's I'm sure it's a bacterial thing. So I was going to ask you if there's something I've tried a lot of different things, but I feel like I'm missing something because now I've got this fatigue I haven't felt in almost a year. Mm-hmm. When I was already kind of, getting out when I was doing your program. So I'm like, oh my goodness, just that one time of drinking that water. And so I was wondering if maybe you could.
Yeah. And you just drank it once or you drank it multiple times throughout the course?
Probably. Probably multiple throughout the day because at first it tasted bad and I put some lemon juice in it, didn't much think about it. And I drank it again. I was like, it was like towards the end. And then the next day, my daughter's like, Mom, this water tastes funny. I'm like, oh, I guess it wasn't me. So it was a couple days, actually.
Had you filtered it? Do you have a filter on your home?
I had it. Unfortunately.
So even through the filters, it
went right through. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, with the microbiome, I've tried using some, probiotics, but it's not quite working out.
It might not be good enough. I mean, who's to say what's in there? What are the symptoms?
Well, last week it was bad. It was like, gruely stomach. I couldn't eat, diarrhea like crazy. Felt a lot of dehydration. We actually went out and bought a whole bunch of bottled water. I know that's not the best, but is what we could get.
It's better stuff that's contaminated.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's just more of this malaise and my food, I can't digest. Every time I eat something, it just sits heavy.
Well, a couple of things. I'm not knowing what bug it is or what else it might
exactly.
be, but biocidin might be a good thing. It's strong, but it kills a lot of different things. And you can get it as a tincture or you can get it as a spray. Usually if I keep both around because if you start to feel like a sore throat is coming on, it's a great thing to spray into your throat. But I would say the tincture probably is your best bet. And try that, but start slow. Because what it does is it kills off stuff pretty quickly. And so, around every bacteria, they have this protection and in the cell wall has a lot of the toxins that they produce. And so you get this sudden outburst of toxins into your system. So you could have some worsening of symptoms if you go too fast. But if you just start with a drop and then go to two, and space it out throughout the day, I think, just see how that goes. Certainly probiotics along with it, but in between the biocidin. So don't take it at the same time as the biocidin because it'll just kill whatever you're taking with it.
Gotcha.
Right. So if you're taking biocidin in the morning and then maybe at, 10 a.m. you take the probiotic and then maybe one or two, you take the biocidin, and you do it throughout the day that way. That would be very helpful because you want to restore your defense while you're killing off the invader.
Right. And they said, to try to make me feel better. They said, they used a lot of chlorine. I was like, thank you.
No, chlorine isn't going to make it. I mean, chlorine is a distinctive taste. So you would know, you'd recognize chlorine. And chlorine isn't going to give you diarrhea. It'll do a lot of other crappy, nasty things in your body, but it ain't going to give you diarrhea.
It made me sweat a lot. I mean, I was starting to get fever. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is that?
Bacterial thing.
Yes. And so I was wondering too, do you have a recommendation for a probiotic? I was actually thinking about getting myself a stool test done because I've never done that for like my microbiome. Yeah. And so, this might be the time now. I don't know.
Might be a good time, but I would see how you do because you want to not get confused between your acute. I mean, unless it doesn't clear up. If it doesn't clear up, for sure you want to do that. But if it starts to clear up, then I just wait a few weeks because you want to get what's normally there versus this acute, infectious thing. The other thing you can look at, sometimes digestive enzymes could help to break those organisms down. What was the other thing you said about, you said something that triggered me to think something and then I said something else and now I'm trying to, you said to do a stool test and right before that you said a stool test. What was that?
just because of the probiotic, what you might suggest?
Oh, what I might suggest, right. That was the question. It depends. So my answers to most things are, it depends. Just, you know, right. Listen to that, not me, right? But right. Because it depends on what the situation is. If you have a tendency to SIBO, you want to get a probiotic. Like, I love it from Custom Probiotics because they have all of them in little individuals. So you want to get something that's D-lactate free. And I would get some Bifidobacter with that because Bifidobacter has the ability to do a lot of magic there. Bifidobacter helps you to produce more Oxalobacter, which hits up the oxalates. So there's a lot of good reasons for doing that. So I would get both of those.
Okay, yes. And so,
but if you don't have SIBO symptoms, then any good multi-strain, you can just go, same thing, Custom has some multi-strains.
I'm pretty sure it was SIBO because I had the cramps when my stomach were so bad. I was kind of holding them, and at nighttime I do that, kind of that room you showed us how to do on our stomach. I had to do that at nighttime. I used a castor oil pack to just give me some soothing.
Keep doing the castor oil pack.
Okay.
Like at least every other day. When you say SIBO, had you had those symptoms before you had this water intake thing?
I think I had them last year. I think that as I look through the, you know, some of the symptoms and stuff, I'm feeling confident that's what I had.
Just to be safe, do the D-lactate free.
Just to be safe. Okay.
Right. And the motility, like you're saying, just keep things, but you had diarrhea for a while, so motility might not be a good thing, you know, in the acute phase here.
Yeah. So I was like you, I started using digestive enzymes because I can't, I mean, anything I eat now, it can be vegetable, it can be anything good, and it's still, I'm burping more, that kind of thing, and I haven't done that in a very, very long time, so I know there's definitely a bacteria in there that's not sitting very well.
Right, and it could be that this acute aggravated something that was low grade and chronic as well, okay. So it made it worse. The other thing, I would say, just to be safe, whether you have a SIBO thing or not, D-lactate free until it's proven otherwise. Yeah.
So I just have to look at a bottle. I just have to look at different probiotics and see what they have in there. Is there a name brand that you might suggest?
Well, Custom Probiotics is a brand.
That's the name of the company.
That's the brand.
Okay.
And they have all kinds of unusual blends. And they also have a lot of them as individuals. So, for example, Rhamnosis is really good for people who have a Clostridia overgrowth. They have it. They're probably the only ones I know of that has a Lactobacillus rhamnosus. They have all different strains so that you can customize what you're taking based on what your body needs.
Got you. And that's on your website that I go to?
If you go to the Doctor Supplement Store, and we have the link to that. Yeah. And use the coupon because you'll get a discount if you do that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How about you, Jeannie? Anything? You have questions?
I have a question regarding the probiotics.
Okay.
I was looking at different labels and I noticed some of them have numbers behind them.
Like CFUs?
Do what?
CFU?
No, they're HA or they're numbers. And I like Blue Bonnet has HA.
I think it's a particular strain of the organism that's been identified. So it's like a scientific nomenclature.
Okay. So does that?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. Because I was just curious because some say Plantarium or Casey and then Blue Bonnet's got it all with numbers. So I wondered if they were different.
Yeah. Do they have it numbers versus the name?
They had the name and then like...
And the number. Yeah, I just wondered
if that made it like a higher grade.
I don't know if it is or not. I think it's like a scientific nomenclature. So this strain of this particular organism that has been identified, but I don't know much more than that.
Okay.
Might be good to post that on the Facebook group and tag Steph to see if she knows.
Okay. Because I just wondered, you have the different kinds of B12. Does it make a difference in probiotics?
That's different. Well, it does, but the differentiating factor is more L-rhamnosus, Lactobacillus rhamnosus versus Lactobacillus acidophilus versus KCIB. You know what I mean? Those are what the difference, that's the actual organism.
Okay, because the Cassia and Blue Bonnet is that plus HA108. Okay.
I don't know. We haven't been able to get Bluebonnet anymore here, which is funny because they're from Texas. But last time we looked, the stores were out.
I've had a hard time getting it. I'd gotten it to do my yogurt with.
Yeah, I use it for my yogurt.
And it didn't do very well. So do you do two capsules?
I don't do capsules at all. I get powder and I do a...
Well, I break the capsule open though.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I do a teaspoon. So I would take out a teaspoon and pour as many capsules as fit. And then you know how many capsules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I wondered if I was supposed to heat it up a little bit.
No need to. If it doesn't ferment, then it says that the probiotic is bad. It's expired or been exposed to heat or light or something that destroyed it. I had one like that once, but it was because of me. I stuck it in the back of the fridge and forgot.
Well, you know what? It was so hard to find. I went to like four different health stores and health food stores as I went different places and traveling, and nobody had it.
Yeah, you know, you might always check the dates on your probiotics. For most supplements, if you have a tincture, for example, that has a date that's expired, it's going to be fine. It actually might be better, but they have to put dates on. But with the probiotics, generally speaking, what happens is after, you know, some number of months, depending on the strain, but say after 6 months, it doesn't like completely lose. You know, but it's down by like 50%. So the potency is generally guaranteed up until the expiration date. After that, it's not completely gone, but it starts to go down. So you do need to use more.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try that again then till I run out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I had to throw this really expensive probiotic that I bought. I was testing it out and it ended up in the back of my fridge. And I one day found it and I'm like, oh, cool. I'll use this to make yogurt. And I didn't even look at the expiration date. I just took five capsules and I put it in there and it didn't do anything. And then I looked at the date and it was like 3 years expired.
Okay.
It don't work after that.
I guess not. Well, probably we lose electricity ever so often.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it depends probably on the length of time, you know, so that'll zap it if it's some length of time. I mean, most of these can be okay if they are in warm for a short period of time, but it will shorten the duration of their potency. So if it says, you know, October 2020, and it's had, you know, a few days of being out, it might be more like, you know, mid-September 2020. It will shorten that
duration. So would it be better to use like the yogurt starter from... Body Ecology, or
you could use it, but it's the same idea.
Okay, because that's
really the same idea. Yeah, I don't think you need it. I bought it once and used it for a little bit. I never
saw. So, what are you using now for your yogurt store?
What am I using now? I think we don't have made yogurt in months because I think we're completely out now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm actually going to order some stuff from Custom Probiotics and start playing. And then if you determine that you need a certain one, like say you're oxalate sensitive and you want to increase the bifidobacter, you can actually add bifidobacter to your yogurt. Even if you buy the yogurt and then put it in and let it sit, it's going to grow your bifidobacter. So that's a good way to do it, to find the organisms that you really need and then allow them to fester, so to speak. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm really enjoying making my yogurt versus trying to buy the Kite Hill. It's just...
Well, the Kite Hill isn't all that good. I don't like it as much as I like Cocoyo. Cocoyo is the only commercial one that I'll eat now because every time I taste anything else, they pale. And it's the one that tastes most like. But I just haven't... I did a yogurt... Oh, when was it? And we were running out of the probiotics and it just didn't come out. So, oh, I know what I used. Don't ever use this one. It's a Sun Warrior and it has all kinds of other stuff. So it's almost greenish. So I tried that and it didn't come out. One of them spoiled. Like I opened it and I'm like, this is weird. And I called Steph and I said, this is what it smells like. Just throw it away. Don't eat it. But then another one just didn't. It just was like, then nothing happened. It was a bust. So I don't recommend that one because it has other stuff in it. And I can't remember what the strain was. We did it on, Steph was on a, a vital show with me a few months back, I think, on making cultured stuff. She was in her kitchen. I was in mine, obviously, because she's in Canada and I'm in Texas. But
is that when she did the green beans?
It might have been. Yeah.
Because I saw that. Yeah.
It might have been. And I asked when I was making the yogurt, I mentioned, and she said that particular strain, now I can't remember which one it was, is one that will, it's very sensitive. So you shouldn't go more than 12 hours and it doesn't quite get the, you know, the same consistency. I recall her saying. So I tried it and I didn't like it.
I wish I could find the coconut. So is it coconut?
Yeah. It's expensive though. It's it's like $5
to have it shipped. It's a lot.
Oh, to have it shipped. No. It's $5 a jar at the supermarket, you know, or at the health food store. I wouldn't want to pay more than $5 a jar for it.
Yeah, by the time it's shipped, it's like $8.
And then I wouldn't trust it. Are they going to ship it on dry ice? How are they shipping it? And if you buy it and then something happens and it delays it, it gets to you warm? I mean, it could actually, with yogurt, it could be like all over the place. Did you ever leave a yogurt out, like one of the cocoa yogurts? Sometimes I open them and they're like, oh, I got a bottle, a jar and a half for the price of one. It just starts full and I'll see it and I'll put it on a plate so I can capture it. But yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to refine my technique.
Yeah. Cashew is the easiest for me. The coconut is a little more tricky. Oh, plus we're out of the frozen. I have to order more of that. I ordered the exotic superfoods coconut meat to make it. And we're out. We just used our last bag a little while ago. So here's my reason also for not making it on my own as much as I used to, is whenever I make it, I love it so much that I just, I'll just go get another spoonful. Oh, I'll just go get another spoonful. And this big batch of yogurt that should be lasting me a week is gone in 2 days, right? Because now the jars are metered. So I am allowed a half a jar or a full jar. A full jar is 212 calories or something. So that's fine. And that's it. Right. And so when I made it last, I did something different than I normally did. Instead of making it in the big Pyrex container, I had saved those cocoa yo jars. And so I made it and I specifically dished it out so that I would not get in my own way and eat the whole thing. Because there's a lot of calories in that. I mean, you could quickly put on weight without realizing what you're doing there. At least I did.
That was hard at Shine not to go back for seconds on that cashew yogurt. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Yeah. And the coconut yogurt too.
Yeah, whenever it's that real tangy, my body loves it. But I have the FUT2 gene, which says my body doesn't make enough. It doesn't feed my microbiome. So I have to constantly be replenishing it. And when I discovered that, it was after I'd had all these issues with trying to control my cravings for yogurt. And sauerkraut, I don't eat just a little sauerkraut, I eat a whole jar. And I realized it was my genetics. So I have a tendency to need, you know, more than the average person.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good one. Jeannie, it looked like you might have a question. No? Oh, you're muted. What's happening?
She says she can't get it to work. If you look in the chat, she has a question.
All right, type it in the chat. Hello, everyone. I'm just listening.
Yeah.
Some crazy reason I can't get my microphone work. It's not on me and not allowing me to unmute you. Taking colostrum. Yeah, so colostrum's interesting. So colostrum is, you know, as you know, the first milk that mama makes within the first few days before the actual milk comes in. And it's loaded with immunoglobulins, loaded with it. There's a lot of controversy related to it. If you have a dairy sensitivity, you know, there's still some dairy protein in there. The other thing is, how are the cows raised? So are they organic and they're fed grass in the pasture and there's no, you know, additives and other stuff like that? It could be fine. I'm just a little cautious with it. It's not something it's not one of my first things, but sometimes people have some really severe gut stuff and leaky gut stuff and immune stuff, and I give it a try. It's more like a leaky gut is when I've most used it, when it was like, why isn't this leaky gut healing? You know, the colostrum would be a good next step. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I don't know what's happening. It doesn't let me unmute you. Does it even say unmuted when you click it? It's funny. I'm keeping the chat open. I always forget to open the chat. Okay, anybody else? Questions or comments?
Dr. Amir, I do have a question about, tell me about colloidal silver, the immune, they have that big immune thing. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've used colloidal silver. I may even have some here on my desk. I use it if there's sometimes, like if somebody has, oh, here it is. This is a colloidal silver. They have all different forms. Spray, they have a nasal spray. So if I feel like I'm getting a cold or, you know, something's coming on, then that's when I use colloidal silver. I don't use it just as a general immune support. I think it's more of the heavy hitter. So you might be taking vitamin C and D and A and zinc and maybe some echinacea for immune support. But if you got something going on, it can be great. Same thing with the Biocidin. Biocidin makes a nasal spray as well and a throat spray. They're heavy hitters. So yeah, it's great to use for most people. I just wouldn't overuse it. I wouldn't be using it on a daily basis for immune support. I would look at some of those other more gentle things for immune support.
So like something
that mushroom is another one that's awesome for immune
support. I'm sorry, which one was that?
Reishi mushroom.
Oh, reishi, yes.
Yeah.
So that something that happened to my gut, would that have been something that I could consider using the colloidal silver? I know there's a bottle of it that they sell here in town. It's a silver biotics, sells a liquid.
Making it big, and I've only seen it in bottles like this size.
Yeah, I have to run to the bathroom. I do have some that I purchased just because I was curious as to how it worked, and it was
And it can. It works when I look at the sensitivities when we do stool tests. It works for some and not for others. Same thing with berberine and oregano, right? That's why I said go for the Biocidin because it's got a bunch of stuff. And it's like, you know, shooting a bunch of stuff at the wall and hopefully some of it sticks. But you can certainly, if you have it, I don't see any problem with trying it.
Okay. Yeah, but that's good to know.
Read it and make sure, because like this says specifically ultra pure water only, you know, so it's 20 sprays has... servings per container, 20 sprays is the dose, and it has silver at 20 micrograms. So you can write that down and compare it to what you have. You may have more if it's a more diluted version of it.
Okay.
Right? Okay. And they may be selling it just public. This company is very good with its Sovereign Silver, but if you are, if they're just selling it in general, they may want to keep it really light because they don't want people to overdo it. Right. Yeah.
So it's good for like when you feel something coming on, but not necessarily, like you said, for like an immune support right now.
Right.
So
that's like if you have a tendency to sinus infections or your sinuses are getting stuffy and, you know, it's starting to get a little yellowish or more worse or green, then this stuff is good that way. If you start to feel like your throat is a little bit sore, like there's something starting to grow in there, I just, you know, can spray it in the throat.
Okay.
I'm a like hit it with everything type of person when it comes to that acute immune support. I don't usually tell everybody like do this like what I do because it's a lot. I do a lot. So I just throw it all out there. Like last night I said, my nose feels like it's starting to run. I wonder what that is. I mean, it could have been I got something in my eye. It could have been an allergy. But to be sure, I haven't taken my supplements in a while. So I took... and this was a mistake. I took them all at bedtime. And among that, you know, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, zinc, iodine, Oregon grapefruit, a ton of stuff. Plus, I didn't realize at the time that was dumb. This was at bedtime. B vitamins, B12.
Oh.
I couldn't fall asleep till 4 a.m.
Oh.
I finally got up and I found the PhytoCalm, which is a spray. It was hidden. It usually is near my bed. My husband had used it and left it in the bathroom. And it's a PhytoCalm is from Herbalist and Alchemist. And it's a formula that works well for me because usually if I can't sleep, then my mind starts racing and passion flower is in there. And there's might be valerian, I don't know, but a bunch of different nervines and relaxing ingredients. And I finally fell asleep maybe half an hour after I took it. But I didn't get much sleep last night because of that. And I went to bed early too. I was like, this is insane. Well, early, till midnight. So never again will I do that. Plus they were all liposomals, a lot of liposomals. And I think that it kind of made me a little nauseous. So I kept waking up going, I'm never eating anything, drinking anything except pure water close to bedtime, ever. Not supplements, not anything, unless maybe it's a spray in my throat. But anyway, by this morning, it was completely gone, you know, whatever it was. And that's what I typically do, is I overreact. So, yeah. Well,
thank you. You're keeping us. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. Your computer says your microphone. Try rebooting. That might work. But who said it? Somebody that you can call in on the phone line and be able to talk. Let's see. Colostrum, Jeannie, sometimes I say it on the line and call. Yeah. You're welcome. I think I may have changed. Something may have changed in Zoom. I was on a call last night and the host could not unmute a participant. Yeah, Zoom is constantly changing. I mean, it's literally constantly changing. And some used to be I could just click on the link that's on my calendar to come to a call. And I rely on that because I just want to go from one call to the next. I click the link. And sometimes it says, oh, well, if you're the host, please log in. I'm like, I've been logged in all day. What's going on here, right? So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with Zoom. I think because so many people are using it now. Yeah. Any other questions? Comments? Stuff you want me to talk about? Yeah. And the unmute is odd because some people are easy to unmute. Like if I say unmute on Judy. Oh. Now I can't unmute her.
It asked me. It gave me a pop.
Oh, it did ask. Oh, that's the new thing. It asked. That's why there's a delay. It asks you if you want it unmuted.
It gave me a pop-up, and I had to select unmute or not.
Got it. Okay, that's the delay. Because it used to be I'd just click it, and it immediately changed. And then unfortunately, I'm impatient, so I click it again, and then it mutes, and then unmute, and I don't even know where I'm at anymore.
And of course, that's the iPad app. Who knows how it works on anything else.
I don't know.
Else.
If I click on, I'll click on Patty and see. Did yours unmute? Does it give you a message asking you to unmute? Yeah. Okay. So computer, same. I don't know about phone. I use it occasionally on the phone and it is pain to try to find your way back because it's you have to switch screen to see the chat. And yeah, I prefer using my computer. I have never used it on the iPad, so I don't know what that experience is like.
It's a little bit of a pain because I have to keep, if I see that the chat, there's something in the chat, I have to keep popping the chat up.
That's on the phone. Yeah. That's always on the phone.
You can do Alt-A and it unmutes it and mutes it.
Alt-A on your keyboard?
Uh-huh. That's what just unmuted me.
You know, it muted me. Okay. That's good to know. I didn't know that. All right. Maria, we haven't heard from you. Anything you want to add or say?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. I had to take a 15-minute nap.
Yeah, Maria seemed to have the same problem I did last night. Didn't fall asleep till 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. What a fucking nightmare. Oh, man. Now I just came in and I have some things, but it's business in mind. So, you know, I'm just listening, I guess.
Okay. Awesome. I have another call. I think my next call is at 5, but it'd be great if I had a break. If you guys don't have anything more. Yeah, 5. We're doing the integration call for VIPs for Gene's Diet Immune System. So if you guys used the link we gave you, you have probably gotten a reminder for that. And
thank you, because I was thought there was a call and I couldn't find it on the calendar, and that's what it is.
Yeah, we didn't put it on the calendar because few people got it. We didn't want to put it on and get everybody. What's that call? I didn't get an email for it.
All right. So I didn't lose my mind. Okay, thank you.
You didn't lose your mind, no. And we're going to be moving over on the site, the new site for practitioners has it already, and we're going to copy it over. It's a new way to do the calendar where we just have to put a list of all the calls coming up, and then it will just show you the ones that you are entitled to see, and it'll show you either in a grid, like a calendar grid or a list. And then the same thing for recordings. It's almost going to look like a blog post where you'll see across the top, you know, the category of, you know, whether it's NEPT integration, content call or NEPT case study or vital this or whatever. They'll all be kind of in this thing across the top, and you'll be able to just click that and see what you see. And it's supposed to, supposed to look at your tags and your membership levels and determine what it shows you. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it's supposed to make it easier for us to maintain and keep it going. And all you have to do is put the thing up, say who gets it, you know, put a post up and say who gets the recording, and then boom, done. So hopefully make life easier for everybody. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? If not, we'll just, bye-bye, Patty. You don't have any other calls. It's funny that that the only people that showed up today, Judy is the only personal health program person, everybody else practitioner. But I say everybody plays hooky in August. And one of our certified coaches that's going to, well, Lisa, you guys, a lot of you know Lisa. She said, can we just like have ERC go 11 months instead of 12? So we all get kind of a break in August. And I'm like, you know, I was thinking about that. Hardly anybody comes to, it's like, it just is winding down. Let's make it, you know, let's just make it 11 months instead. But it's too late now because we already promised 12 months, but next year we'll do that. Yeah.
Well, it's probably really hard this year with so many people having to decide about school. If you have kids at home, you know,
yeah.
Vision, are you going to send them? Are you going to homeschool? Are you going to do half and half?
I'm glad I don't have kids at home.
Yep. Empty nest has its benefits.
Yeah. Yeah. My 22-year-old is still kind of flailing around trying to figure out his life, but he lives on the other side of town, so he's out. And the other one lives on the other side of the country. I haven't seen him since last year, December 31st. He came to visit. Yeah, I know. It's really hard.
Oh, my. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I got the same thing. We're having a baby, and I can't get to California.
Oh.
Yeah, because of their lockdown there.
Yeah. And then some states aren't allowing people from certain states to come
in.
Yeah,
my state's one of them.
I'm like, I'm not going even near a plane. I'm just going to stay home. I usually travel once a month, as you guys probably know. I'm constantly going to this conference or this whatever. And I usually have one or two a month. I mean, it's rare that a month goes by that I haven't had one. I haven't left. I haven't even driven my car since January. I haven't even driven my car. Scott does all the grocery shopping. He goes to the post office. I stay home and work. And, you know, yeah, it's kind of weird. Like the only time I've been out, even in a car since January, was March. I went out to dinner with my son and his girlfriend, and that was the very beginning, like March 1st or something. And Scott drove, and then on Tuesday was election day. So I went, and he actually drove. He said, oh, I'll drive you there. You don't have to see, you know, I'll just park and you can run in and out. And then that was it. And then on Father's Day, we decided to take Scott for a hike, and we went to the Wildflower Center, and we drove there, and he drove. That's it. I mean, I haven't even been out of my neighborhood. Yeah. But we're lucky because we have beautiful hiking trails in our neighborhood. And Scott's discovered more of them than I even knew existed. So I can just go and do my runs and hikes and, you know, get my exercise and be outdoors. So it's not like I'm not outdoors, but, and it's like, okay, I don't have to go to the airport. I don't have to pack my suitcase. How many hours have I saved in travel, right? Yeah.
You might have to, you know, make sure that you drive around before next time you have to renew your driver's license.
So I can remember. Yeah. How do you do this? It comes back. Like riding a bike, they say, right?
Parallel parking might be a problem for you.
Yeah, but we don't have any place here to parallel park. Oh yeah, you're right. If I had to take my test again. Yeah, because even if I had been driving, there's no place here to parallel park. Everything is just you just drive in or go into a driveway. But yeah, oh, that's funny. Yeah.
They're not even given the driving test here at all.
They're not.
You either have to, I think the teenagers are suffering because they have to wait.
They have to wait. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
They're not going anywhere anyway, so why they're suffering?
Because they want to go places. Right? They want their freedom.
I haven't even driven my bicycle in a long time. And back in January, my son said, can I borrow your bike? Because he didn't have, his bike was from when he was 8 years old, so it didn't work for him anymore. Can I borrow your bike? I want to just, you know, get some exercise and bike around instead of drive. And I said, sure. So he absconded with my bike and I haven't seen it since. That was back in January. But I haven't. The last time I did it was when I did a triathlon a couple of years ago. So, well, yeah. Our neighborhood is not great for biking. Not a lot of.
It's got a lot of hills.
It's got a lot of hills and it's small. So, you know, it's like, on a running, if you have a 6 mile expanse that's different, that's one thing. But on a bike ride, 6 miles is like short, in my experience, is short. So, yeah. But my older son just moved to a new neighborhood. He was in DC proper. And then he moved out into Virginia, right across the river, but it's only 3 miles away. But he's right across the street from these absolutely gorgeous trails. And he found out you can get on that trail and you can go all the way up to Pennsylvania. So he's excited by that. Yeah, he's super excited. So now he's in Virginia. Yeah. Maybe he'll come visit you. You're in Maryland, right, Martha? You're
in Maryland? I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
I'm at the beach.
Direction. But you're at the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no more questions, I'm going to go take a break and get ready for my call at 5 o'clock and maybe see some of you there.
Absolutely.
Great. Bye. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right. Yes, I will. First thing in the morning.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.